Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The Shir should be a special source for our Rav Tzvi Yechiyu. Ishmael says, "I'm Rav Tzvi Bas Rav Shmuel." Schar of someone on my side, the Chaim of Samir Zeb. Chazuch of Fega Bas Michal Tispasi, Chachan of someone on Bel. Who's with our Rav Vida? Based on the Sefer Bor Panecha, we say on Rosh Hashanah, Reshes Tzvaseinu, Yerav Lefanecha, Kel Ram V'Nisa, Mevin U'Mazin, Mavit U'Makshiv, the cold kiyaseinu, a reshes svaseinu. What is a reshes svaseinu? What is this expression of our lips? So this is referring to the psukei malchiyos, zichroinos, v'shoifos. And we're asking that a reshes svaseinu should be yerav lefanecha. The psukim that we said should be sweet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. אבל מה שאנחנו אומרים ביחס לקוד כיעשינו, שהקדוש ברוך הוא מבין, מה הכוונה שהוא מבין? What הוונס שייך in a קוד פשוט שאנחנו מוצאים כקודו של בהימה? In שולחן אורך הנוער חיים, it's in תוף פוף פי חס, סיף בייז, it's a שמה תשע תקיעס בתשע שייס ביום יועץ, if you heard nine shofar blasts in the 9 hours of the day, Yer Yoitzin, Magen Avraham, and Sif Kotten Beis, writes, V'ayin. In Sif Aleph, Ba'agadim, Mafsik, Machmas Oines, and Tzimt Samachay. Sif Aleph, Ba'agadim, Machmas, Machmas Oines, Choyzer Lorish. That if a person is Mafsik, if he stops because of Oines, then he should return to the beginning. There it's talking about Kriya Shema, but the same would apply, says the Magen Avraham, to Tkiyas HaShofar. It's in the Sugyan Rosh Hashanah that if you stop because of Oines, then you go back to the beginning. In the Sugyan Rosh Hashanah, the Flamidalit on the base, we compare the din of Kedei Ligmor Eskula with Kiya Shofar to the din of Shah Kedei Ligmor Eskula by Kriya Shema and Mela, based on the Ramah there in Simon Samachay Sif Aleph, that we paskin Shah Kedei Ligmor Eskula, that if a person waited enough time to finish the entire Shema, he has to start again. If it was Alts Ones, so then Hu Adin Zokta Magen Avraham by Tkiya Shofar, if you were showing Machmas Ones, Hu Adin Shechoizel L'Rosh. However, in the Magen Avraham, in Simit Samachay, in Sif Kotin Gimel, he brings a Plukta de Rab Viso. In Bechol Ones, if in every Ones we paskin, that Shaka de Ligmor Eskula Choizel L'Rosh, or Dafka, in a case where the person or the place are not ru'uyim midina l'kriya shma, it's considered a hefsek. Meskanes ha'magin avram l'dina, that only if the person or the place are not ru'uyim, the din is choyzer l'roish. So according to that, frek to the biur halacha by uns, by us, v'ze l'shoyne l'fima she'echriya she'elahach me'elim ken v'chule shlo'ay adam ro'uy machmez gufnoki or shleim makom roish lo enokim ken lochay loishayech zeharak b'tfila b'yichas amazim b'hal megila shakaban was lehanskil shem lo emad v'yeto makom etun b'ashikim tkiyash b'tkiyash shen erak ma'isim mitzvah enochum mitzim shas lekaim mitzvah shkufu enonoki or makom shen enonoki emos v'lubosh tahals da'al kanfil shkufu a makom enonoki lo mitzinu ken b'shum makom etzor chiyum uv'mat Ephraim מצאת שקוסה בני ראשי מסחר לסקוי המים שוסן הבירקוף פויסק עד שיחו המים וחוזר לתקוי מראש להלון על הסדר ועם תוקה בשור שהמים שויססים או אפילו מה תצוי במקום היועצה במקום כמו יש להחזר לקוי בדיבור אחר עד כאן לשני דים הזה לדין הדקרי יש מהבר שאתם תקיים דקיים למען צורך כוון הולד תסידי מיצה שצילם השם מספור עושה גוף החושב כתובי טוב ולא גוב מהר בדברי טוב. In other words, to explain what the Bir Halacha says, that he doesn't understand the Magen Avraham. How can the Magen Avraham say that if you stop because of onas, blowing the shofar, enough to finish the entire thing, you have to start again, when that's only a din by Kriya Shema, when the person plays out roi because it's not clean? But by Kriya Shema, there's no din of it not being clean. You're not mentioning Shem Shemayim, you're just doing a mitzvah, and you're allowed to do a mitzvah even if it's not a clean place, like we see by the fact that he wrote tzitzis, even though it's not a clean place. And then he wants to be miyashev, based on Mat Ephraim, that even by Kriya Shema, it's shayich onas if it's not clean, because you have to do it after when it's clean. Therefore, if a person has urine going on his knees, so he should stop. Poisek, he should stop. And if he blew at that time, then he's yotze, but he should blow again without a bracha, because maybe he wasn't yotze. So, therefore, you see that even tkiya shofar has to be done with makom naki. And memela, if you stop because of a lack of nikius, enough ligmoras kula, the din is that you have to start again. And he says, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why by doing a mitzvah does it have to be a makom naki? So he says, possibly, that since we paskin that mitzvah sichas kavana to be yotzei day mitzvah, that God commanded us, that's considered divrei Torah, v'lo gara, it's no less than hiru b'divrei Torah. So besides the ikur ha'anocha that we view kavanas yitzias yidei chova ki hiru b'divrei Torah, tzricha iyun, that anocha, that assumption that we view being yotzei yidei chova as hiru b'divrei Torah is nishposhet klal b'ikur. You can't learn that's pshat mat Ephraim, because he says that if you were to kaya and azal ifen, so you should be blow again without a bracha, because apparently he's misupik, maybe you weren't yotze. And if you, it's midin hiru b'divrei Torah, so you're right, you were over in Isser b'kavanosoi, but you were definitely mekayim. You're definitely yotze mitzvahs ki shofar, so why should you blow again? The whole word is that you're maharer b'makom ma'aser, so that wouldn't prevent you from being yotze. You were still yotze. You wanted to be yotze shofar. You were yotze. You blew shofar. You're yotze shofar. So why would you have to blow again? So it would appear that mitzvahs ki shofar is different than other mitzvahs. That you're allowed to be mekayim in unclean places. Because ki shofar has a din of tefillah, like we see in Rosh Hashanah, Paragimel. In the name of the Yerushalmi that we don't have, that Tatekeh Aminatzah, the Kotzer Shel HaShofar, why do you blow on the narrow side of the Shofar? Because it says, Min HaMeitzah Korosi. And this Pasuk is talking about a Kli of Tefillah. So you see that Ki HaShofar is Min HaMeitzah Korosi Ko. V'nerad Yisoy Dat Vorim, Shavekach Katuv, Ki Tavor Melchama Be'artzachem Al Atzar Atzorer Etchem, V'arayotem B'chatzotzot, V'nizkartem Lefnei Hashem Elokechem, V'noshaatem me'oyveichem. So it says that when there's a war coming, so you should blow the shofars, and you'll be remembered in front of God, and you'll be saved from your enemies. And the truah over there is tefillah, like we see in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tainis. Mitzvah says in the Torah, "Lizok uliriyah b'chatzoy tzoyz, al kol tzara shetobu al atzibur shenema, al atzar atzora reschem v'arayotzem b'chatzoy tzoyz. Ploimer al kol dober sheyitzar lachem." He says, the Rambam says, the mitzvah to cry out with chatzitzus. When you have a tzara, when you have a tzar, when you have a tzara, when you have a time of distress, of anguish. So blow out with the chatzitzus. What's the meaning of blowing? It's tefillah. So the shofar awesome, and a meitzer karansika. This is a call of tefillah. Ramban in his Asogas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, Mitzvahs Esei Hei, holds, there's no Mitzvah Esei Tefillah D'Oraisa unless it's B'Sha'as Tzora Al HaTzibur. U'L'Shitasei Mitzvahs Tefillah Men HaTorah is written in this Pasuk, V'Zeh Kenyan Shekosuv, וכי סבור מלחמה בארץ לכם על הצער הצער אסכם והרעסם בחצר יצרץ ונזכרתם בפני השם על הכיכם והיא מצווה הצער שטבו על הציבור לזרק לפניו בתפילו בתרועה הרי שהתרועה עניינה זעקה ומעלה שבהריותם נחלו תרי גבני זעקוס בתפילו בתרועה You cry out in tefillin and teruah. And that's in the Yerushalmi, that Surah Satruah is Menametar Korosika. And therefore you blow from the narrow side of the Shofar, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. Chavov HaMadbeis, Divra HaMasra, Kamed HaPashit Tfei Odif, Mishum Nisala Vavenu El Kapayim, Hilkach Barosh Hashanah, Bepshutin de Letfilahu. Givaldik. וכן הוא לאל כמה דקייפין השלכח בראש השנה, ולתפיל להזכר הקדס יצחוק. So you see in these sources that it has to be. כי השפר is מדין תפילה, and he said, let's take our hearts to our hands. That's why you blow with a pashut, because you have to daven bepshitus, or you daven kafuf. You have to bend yourself, and it reminds us of the Kedas Yitzchak, and it's also, Rashi says, the Tfila. So you see that Kiya Shofar is a din Tfila. Yechasim Sofer in his Droshes, Chav Zayin Elul, Amad Shin Samach Gimel, writes that the Pshuta Shelefanea, the Kiya before the Torah, is Keneged Sidur Shvachoy, and the Pshuta Shelacharei is Keneged Haidah. And the Torah is b'makom bakasha sorachov. So you see again, it's mahalach of tefillah. And that's why the Matthew Ephraim says that when a person has urine and is going on his knees, he shouldn't blow because it has a Torah's tefillah. And that's why the Magen Avraham says that there's a din of aynes in a makom she'einar naki because dafka here, not by other mitzvahs, but dafka here, it's a tefillah. You can't daven in a makom she'einar naki. What's pshat tefillah without diburim? Tefillah is bakoshes tzrochim. So maybe it's like the Maral and the Tiva Yisurim in Perek Aleph, that tefillah is dveikus. Sefer Shara Tefillah, Labal Abir Maim Chaim, Perek Memtes writes, Kinei Loshen Tefillah, Noide V'gol L'kol Ki Loshen Dveikus, V'schar V'shoshen Naftu, L'kim Neftaltim, Loshen Samit Posil Kayadua. It's Miloshen. I daven a lot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Naftali Kim Miftalti. That's why Naftali is called Naftali. Samit Pasil, Tfila. Oisya is Pasil. You have the Taf, the Pei, the Lamed, the Yud, which is something that's connected. So Tfila is Loshen of Dveikus, of Ischabrus. Like Naftali Kim Miftalti. I was Mischabra, I was round. I was rounded around God, so to speak. And then Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Beis, Perek Aleph, he writes, L'sharish M'libo, V'avodas HaTfila, Tanuga Eilam Hazel, forget about Eilam Hazel, forget about what you can eat for breakfast during Shachar, reading for lunch during Mincha, what you're reading for dinner during Ma'ariv. Forget about Tanuga Eilam Hazel. V'eich L'stak HaPim Malav Roim Misborach, put your heart above. Kitzer, you have to misanig al Hashem b'tevas hatfila, and you have to misanig al Hashem. Forget about olam hazeh. Rambam, b'mispar yapoin al Hashem b'zbarach oimed al ragav misanig b'liboy b'sfas av yadav pulsos v'klei dibur ahoygim midvarim. When you dive and you turn to Hashem, you stand on your feet. You're misanig b'liboy b'sfas. Your hands are spread out. And your clay divor is speaking. So tefillah is chabrus v'dveikus b'Hashem b'dagash shel tainu. It doesn't have to be, don't have to be words, but self, the content of tefillah is b'kashas tzrachim. So how's it shayach? To the tainig of dveikus, what's pshat l'sanig al Hashem? B'tevus ha'tefillah. B'tevus ha'tefillah is b'kashas. We can explain this based on the story of Rabbi Kodesh with memory proud Mishlan. And it happened once that one of the Zikni Tamir Chamim of his Talmidim was standing near his Rebbe, And one of the pshutim midala, some came over, and he was complaining about his cows. One of them died. The other one isn't giving milk like it used to. The third one is sick. And the Rav HaKadosh of Meir Mipal Mishlam was listening to all of his descriptions with compassion and mercy. He gave him a bracha, he was mechazik him. And the Talmid Chacham saw this, he was mitzta'er. He said, "This is what you wasted so long for. Cows." And the Meir answered, "We're talking about pack cows. He wants to be connected to me." And that's why he was talking. His whole Olam HaMusagim is about cows. He spoke to me about cows, but he just wants to connect. The same thing with Tfilas and Chitzenius. We're asking Bakashas. But in Pnimius, we're being Davik Bashem. I once heard a story of a little girl saw the Chazon Ish. She wanted to speak. She wanted to have a Keshe with the Chazon Ish. What is she going to say? She has to ask him Kashas and Tyrus. So she said to Masha, and he told her what time it was. That was her connection. Just wanted to be connected. So we ask God for things to be connected. That's the ikkar. The asking is just a means to the end.
הפנימי שלנו להיות מחוברים אליו ודבוקים בו. מן המיצר קראתי כאן, ענני במרחב כאן. מתוך החבוקה ודבוקה בך, אנו מגיעים לטוענת אולך, קבלת עול מלכות שמיים ברצון, שתמליכוני עליכם במחשבה, דיבור ומעשה, במשך כל ימי השנה כולה, עדיין אזכה למרחב כאן, שיהיה השם שלם והכיסא שלם, וגבולתנו האמיתית והשלמה במהרה בימינו, אמן. And on this day where everything goes back to the source, to the beginning of time, the crying out, the tefillah don't require words. The true is the internal scream that expresses the deepest rutzen to be connected to Hashem, to cling to Hashem. Min ha-meitzar karatika, we're in a meitzar because we're so far away, like we say in the Haftarah Rosh Hashanah. Merachoit mirali Hashem, that God is far, and anani b'merchav ka, from the chabuk v'dvukabach, we come to Tuanis Ulach, we come to connecting to Hashem, we're toyin, we carry His all, His olmach, His shemayim, shetam lichuni aleichem, making God king, b'machshav adibur ma'is the whole year, until we're zeichet to merchav ka, to the expansive places of Hashem, that the shem will be shalim, there'll be a harchava, no more karati ka, no more yud kei, but rather be a harchava of the yud kei, to the shem shalim, the kisei shalim, with our true Geula Hashleima, and here we amen, amen. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.